Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Brilliant. So you ready? I want to tell you a little bit of a story. So I hope you're sitting comfortably. The talky bit is going to be about 20 minutes long. At the end of that 20 minutes, God really wants to speak to you, not just through that message, but personally, directly. Jesus wants to heal some people tonight. He wants to reveal who he is to people tonight. And he wants to convince everybody in the room that he's worth living for. Is that okay? So as I was kind of thinking about this message a couple of days ago, Jesus began to speak to me. And as a Christian, I know that Jesus speaks to me. I'm not off my head. I'm quite a sane person. I'm not open to having funny daydreams or night dreams. But I recognized over years and years and years of being a Christian that God speaks. And God wants to speak tonight, hopefully through me. But he wants to speak to you personally, as I've mentioned. But as I was just praying and spending some time a couple of days ago, Jesus just began to speak to me a very simple message. And that was from the book of Matthew, which is in the Bible. It's in the first book of the New Testament, which is really exciting pieces of Bible scripture in there. And Jesus says in Matthew 11, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And I cannot but think about how in life, in Worthing, in Rustington, in Goring, wherever it is that we're from, other places, is that the world is a very tiring place to live. There's all kinds of stuff going on. There's all kinds of challenges. There's all kinds of things going on in the world and in our own lives. And the great thing about Jesus is that he comes to give. Yeah. And we heard last week, those of us who are at the launch of the Worthing Congregation, that Jesus loves you and I so much that his primary response to you and me is to give. And I find that absolutely awesome. I have no reason, I have no good character, I have no references, I have no examination or qualification that can make me the right person for him to give. He just gives because he chose to. He chose to many years ago, he chose to yesterday, and he's choosing to tonight. And Jesus says here, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And I just want to spend just some time talking about one real story that happened. It's a story, again, written in the Bible, about when one person took this offer that Jesus made, and it totally transformed his entire world. And this story is, again, found in the book of Matthew. It's in chapter 8, and I don't know, some of you may be aware of it, some of you may not be, so I'm not going to spend ages and ages and ages explaining all the settings and the context. I'm just going to tell it like a story. In Matthew chapter 8, we find that Jesus had been moving around from place to place, and the great thing about Jesus is, because of his heart for people, because he explained about who God was so simply, everybody wanted to be around Jesus. Everybody. He didn't have social media. He didn't have Twitter, but he had loads of followers. He didn't have Facebook, but he had loads of friends. He didn't have stuff like that. He just had his love of God, who sent him to the earth, and his love for people, and people gathered around him. He was like a magnet for everybody's needs and everybody's heartaches and everybody's desires. Everywhere Jesus was, he gathered people. And this was no exception. It says in Matthew chapter 8, verse 1, "When he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him." And I want to just suggest to you, and you might not know this, you might not have heard this for a long time, maybe you do know this, is that Jesus will come down from where he is to where you are anytime. It's Jesus' heart. And it's Jesus' intention tonight to come down from where he is right now to right where you are right now. Yes. Nothing about you and nothing about me puts Jesus off. He's prepared to set aside, lay aside everything that we think he has or not, everything that we think he is or not, and he's prepared to come right down to where we're at so that we can meet with him in a new way tonight. This is awesome. This is incredible. He'd already got crowds around him. Large crowds followed him. There was all kinds of questions and comments and people just captured because they'd seen and heard him healing people, providing for people, speaking the word of God, and people's been transformed in their lives as a result. And yet Jesus still came to where we are. Jesus wasn't looking for good people. People that went to church every week. People who did charitable work. He wasn't looking for people who knew they could get their life together. He was looking for people who were lost. He was looking for people who couldn't find their way. He was looking for people whose journey had put them outside of what was acceptable at that time. But Jesus left the highness, if you like, and came right down to where you and I are at. And this is part of this story here. A man with leprosy or a skin disease. I don't want to take ages explaining what this was, but man, this condition separated him physically. I mean, bits of his body would fall off. You know, without going there too much, this was a terrible, terminal skin condition. Everything about the outside appearance of this man would have produced some kind of response from his family, from his workplace maybe, from his friends. He looked odd. He looked peculiar. There was a smell connected with this. He wouldn't have smelled great either. He had looked really weird, he had looked really desperate, and he had smelled really odd. And in the time here, and even now, there are colonies where people that have this condition are separated. They're kind of put in quarantine. In this time, it was self-quarantine, where they had to live together. Everybody within his community at this time had the same condition as him, and not one of them had a hope of restoration. They moved in, and there was only one way out, and that was horizontal. And yet Jesus came down from where he was and put himself right where this man was going to be. There was a whole physical condition that this man had, but let me tell you, there was just as strong a social condition that he dealt with too. Again, it was the custom of this time that if they came out, it had to be after dark. People had to shout and say that, you know, we're coming. They had to ring a bell sometimes to make sure that the normal people didn't see him or touch him. They were outcasts. I don't know what the equivalent would be today. Could be you, could be me. I have no idea what we think the world thinks about us. We might live in a normal world. We might live in a normal life. We might go to work and come back. And yet in our head, we're just living outside of what's acceptable to people. And let me tell you tonight, Jesus will come from where he is and put himself right where you are tonight. Jesus didn't come to be popular. This is why he came through the crowds. He didn't come to gather a crowd. He came to change one person at a time. Let's just continue the story. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, which is really unusual for him to say that. Jesus put himself right in front of this man's life. But this man still had to ask a question. He still had to express something. It wasn't any good just coming and being the crowd, just joining in. No, this man needed something. There was something physically that he needed. There was something in his emotion that he needed. Maybe he had been separated from his family since he was young. I have no idea. Maybe he was just chucked out of his village. I have no idea. All I know is a guy was desperate. There was nowhere else to go other than horizontal. And he took a decision. I'm going to break through the crowd because I know this person. There's some hope there. Let me tell you tonight, there still is. His name is Jesus. The Bible says that he is the hope. When the world has none, Jesus is our hope. I don't know how you've come into Worthing Leisure Centre. I don't know how you've come into Shaftesbury Room. But let me tell you, I don't want anybody leaving without a sense of hope. Because Jesus came and died so that we can have a hope. And the hope is not in my skin, it's not in my ability, it's not in my qualifications, it's not in my look, it's in knowing Jesus knows me through and through. Let's go on with the story a little bit. Note the question, Lord, there's a real heart of humility there. If you are willing, you can. Maybe we've just got a glimmer of hope. One day, my prince will come. My understanding as a Christian is that our Prince already has. Jesus Christ is referred to as the Prince of Peace. Let me tell you, your Prince has come. His name is Jesus, and he's come to put things right for us. Maybe we're waiting for a rainy day. That was last Monday, right down here. Wind's coming down sideways, rain was. Our rainy day has come. Let me tell you that, like this leper, you can't put it off till tomorrow. This man needed a change now. He took the moment. He caught the moment. And he took a chance, if you like. What would people think? What would people say? And yet, what came out of his mouth was, if you're willing, there's a condition. You can. There's a certainty. I love the response that Jesus gave. I'll just explain a little bit before we read verse 3. With this skin condition, if you touched this person, you were outside society for a week. If you touched this person, you could actually catch the condition that they had. But in the view and the culture of the day, you became like the person that you touched. Let's find out what Jesus did. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. Let me tell you something about the love of Jesus. Not only will he come down from where he is to where we are, he'll reach and touch us where we don't want it, but we need it. His love will force his hand into our world and into our culture, into our lead and into our lap, because only he can change it. Only he can set us free. Only he can give us the door out. We can't break out. So his love puts him right in our world. Why? To change it. But what does Jesus say? He says, I'm willing. Let me tell you tonight, Jesus takes the if. He takes the if away. If I'm good, God will love me. He does love you. If I say the right thing, God will heal me. He wants to heal you tonight. If I get all the words right, then Jesus can be my friend. He wants to be your friend. If I go to church enough, he'll come and live in my life. He wants to come and live in your life. Jesus came from the high place to the low place to take the if away. There's no if in God. There isn't any. He's certain. He's sure. He's confident. He can come into your life and my life. Doesn't matter how messed up we think they are. Doesn't matter how far off we think they are. He wants to put himself right where we are with a view to change it. Yes. And he says, I am willing. And then he just said two words. Be clean. This could have come out of years of this leper having all kinds of words. All kinds of doubts. All kinds of hopeless conversations, all kinds of negativity. I have no idea how many words this man had lived under, but suddenly heard two that changed him forever. Tonight, Jesus just wants to give you a couple of words that will change you forever. He just wants to speak into that place. If you've got something, okay, I have this condition in my body. Well, let me tell you, Jesus wants to heal you tonight. It might be that you're just carrying some oppression, something in the physical around you. Jesus wants to heal you tonight. Maybe there's just something in your heart. Maybe you're just upset with someone. Maybe you know you've just upset with someone. Jesus wants to do something in your heart. Because he came down from the high place to put himself where we are. Because I can't change me any more than you can change you. That Jesus can change anybody he touches. He said, I'm willing, be clean. And immediately he was cured. That's pretty quick, right? That's in a moment of time. In another version of the Bible, it says that not only was this leper healed physically, he was healed totally. All of the feeling of rejection, doubt, worry, being excluded, hopelessness, that wasn't in his skin, that was in his heart. And Jesus healed that as well. All these feelings of just being less than the world, being marginalized, being antisocial, if you like. That wasn't his skin, that was his heart, and Jesus healed that too. Didn't just heal the man that had the disease, he healed the man. The Bible speaks about that really clearly loads of times. That when Jesus came up with the cross, and we might know that in all kinds of reasons. Maybe we just like Easter. Maybe we know the cross. Maybe we've received Christ personally. I have no idea. All I know is that at a moment of time, which has already happened, Jesus died for everybody in this room. And he rose for everybody in this room. Why? So he could come down from the high place and put himself right at the door of my life and say, I can change you. I can change you. You see, I can't do anything to reach God's measure. So Jesus came down to change my life so that I would. What I can't do, he did. What I couldn't ever attain, he obtained. Jesus wants to heal people tonight. He wants to reveal himself afresh tonight. How do we do that? By recognizing he's here. And he's willing. Just the same as this man did. By recognizing he's here. I don't know about you, but since we arrived a couple of hours ago, we kind of been praying for you. We've been believing that God is going to speak to you. We don't know who you are. But I know Jesus does. The Bible says he knows us inside out. He knows what we're thinking before we thought it. And he knows what we've said before we've spoken it. Not so that he can check up on us, it's because he loves us so much. You see, when this leper came, and this is the funny part of the story for me, alright, I can't help it. As I imagine in this crowd was some religious people, and they probably started to say, Jesus touched the leper, Jesus touched the leper. And Jesus would have looked at them and said, what leper? Don't let the world try and remind you of someone you're not. Don't let your background become your future. Jesus is your future. But I bet this person, I bet he, on the inside of him, he said, no, I'm not a leper anymore. He's gone. I've gone. I'm now going to live for Jesus. But you can't just imagine it. Jesus touched a leper. No. What leper? Let's all stand up, shall we? One of the things that we believe God has asked us to do in Kingdom Faith in Worthing is to present as many opportunities as possible as God gives us for people to know Jesus personally. We are not here to run a Sunday evening service. We're here to give opportunity for people to come and find Christ for themselves, to be healed of their diseases. As we reminded earlier in the service, he came to heal all our diseases, carry our infirmities, our wrongness, if you like. So just every eye closed just at the moment. It's fine, it goes dark. That's all right. Don't be scared. All right? Dark's all right. But I just want to pray generally. I know already a couple of people particularly that God wants to heal, and I'm just going to speak those out in a moment. But Holy Spirit, the power of God, I ask right now that you speak to every heart, every mind, every body here at J24/7 at United. Because I know that you are saying you are willing tonight. I just know it. I can hear you saying it. I know, Jesus, that you are saying you are willing. You are willing to heal. You are willing to set free. You are willing to touch the lives of all of us here who consider our lives unfit to be touched. I want to thank you that your love breaks through our fears. Your love breaks through our anxieties. And your love breaks through our hindrances. Because your love never gives up. It never gives up. Never. I want to thank you that no one in this room can ever be outside of your love. No one in this room is beyond your reach. And I thank you right now that you're touching people's lives. There's a couple of guys I know you're here this evening. It's interesting, we had an orange card, which is our Thanksgiving cards, about someone's neck. Lord told me it's interesting, somebody here, and just through really pressure and weight and an accident that you had a few years ago, sometimes you have to wear a neck brace from time to time. And Jesus is saying, Jesus is saying, actually tonight I'm healing you. I'm setting you free from that. That's your old, that's not your new. That's your past, that's not your future. It's gone, it's going. Okay, so if that's you, you just receive that. You just receive that. That's for you. He's willing. There's one person here who've had a liver condition for some time. It's been up and down. Not your liver, but the condition. I don't know what livers do. I have no idea. Jesus says, I've come to set you free from that condition. I'm willing. I'm willing tonight. I'm willing tonight. Do you deserve it? Probably not. Can you earn it? Certainly not. But Jesus says, no, I'm willing because I love you enough. I love you too much to leave you alone. I just do. There's a few people here. Don't want to embarrass anybody because I want to give some time in a moment for anybody to come forward that wants to have a conversation about how can I find out more about Jesus. Not just as Lord, but as friend and as healer. And I want to give time for that. But also I know there's 4 or 5 people here this evening. You've got physical challenges. Some of them may be related to skin conditions, psoriasis, etc., etc. Jesus wants to heal you of those this evening. He's willing, if you're willing. This man had to step out of something that, although it was bad, he was familiar with it. He had to break through the crowd of his mind. What's that mean? It means God can do that with everybody else except me. I'm here to tell you tonight, you are the exception that God's going to do it with. Sometimes we can think, well, that happens with everybody else but not me. Jesus is saying to you, actually, you are the reason I'm here tonight. You could be the only person in the room, I'm still winning. You could be the only person in the room and I'll still come down and put myself right where you are. So it may be that you have some condition physically. Well, I believe as we pray, Jesus is going to heal you in a moment. Just have the 2 guitarist guys come out. Do we need music? Not particularly, but it's kind of nice to. Kind of softens the moment. You can just twiddle around there a little bit. That's okay. See, music doesn't heal people. It soothes them. Jesus wants to heal you. Doesn't just want to soothe you and say, there, it'll be all right. He says, actually, I'm going to take that from you. Remember this opening scripture. Come to me. All. I love that. Jesus has something for all. But we have to come to him. And what do we get? Do we get criticized? Absolutely not. Do we get condemned? No way. Do we get rejected? You must be joking. We get something. I will give you. And I'm just going to give opportunity if you want to come forward. There's a few of us here. We'd love to pray with you. We'd love to chat with you about who Jesus is. But I can't make you move through the crowd. You have to do that. And I know it's challenging. Maybe you've got friends here. Maybe you haven't. But let me tell you, Jesus is positioning himself right now, right where you are right now. Seize the day. Seize this moment. See what Jesus will do for you. So if you want to come forward and have someone pray with you, please do that. There's space over to my right. There's space to my left. Just going to give this 5 minutes and then we're going to move on. But don't be the last one to move. Thank you. Jesus is here for you. He's here for you. And there's 2 or 3 more people. Just come. Come to Jesus and receive what you need. He's here for you. some of the Connect team praying with some of these guys. We have Andrew. Just got a couple of minutes. Come on, don't let the carpet keep you in yesterday. Come and find some freedom in Jesus tonight. Let him touch your life. There we go. We'd love to pray with you. I know Jesus is willing to touch lives tonight. Just one more minute. There's still two more people I'm waiting for. We've got 60 seconds. It's okay. You've got time. People are getting touched. Their lives touched up here this evening. Jesus is ministering to people tonight. 30 seconds. There we go. There's one more. You're the most important person tonight because you're the last one. We want to wait for you, but don't be too long. Just one more person. Loads of people are responding, but I know there's one person here. I know I'm delaying it a little bit, but you've come tonight and you're really anxious. You just need some help to kind of get your head around what's happening next, around the corner, if you like. Jesus says, I want to be your corner. I want to lead you around it. You just need to give your life to Jesus. He's the way and the truth and the life, and he's here for you this evening. And if you want him to become your friend and your personal savior, we want to give you time to do that. Shall we, and just get to sing about his amazing love. Jesus came down to earth because of love. He touches lives because of love. He heals because of his love. He sets us free because of his great, great, great love. It's amazing.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.